grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
I'm predicting a long season. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Just a heads up, everyone. A little Big Hungry prediction there for you.
It's a good one. Heads up for the growers, I presume.
Yep, that's right. Or even just first timers, just wanting to just get a little green thumb on. It's very rewarding. Any gardening is, really. But especially weed gardening.
You know what? I would be surprised. Just leave that sink in. Speaking of growing, you know, it would have become legal, of course, home growing under the referendum, had it passed.
Right.
And welcome to Marijuana Media, everyone.
Yes, welcome, and Chris Valley. Sorry about that, man.
Chris Valley from the Hemp Store up on K Road, where you can find all your good hemp goodies.
Oh, also welcome, yeah. John. Welcome, John, along as well.
Let's welcome John along.
There he is.
Okay, thanks. Cheers.
Dank Santa might be making an appearance up at the shop.
Oh, yeah, man. Man, I'm thinking now I should have said stick it in your mince pie hole instead of what I said, but everyone will know what we're talking about soon. We've just made a little hemp store advert there with featuring Dank Santa. I actually tried to get Mike Havoc as well, but he was a bit busy, so had to just be Dank Santa myself.
He's there in spirit. I think there was a bit of channeling there. Dank Santa's Grotto. check it out. Not too close, though.
Are you actually going to have like a Santa in like a green suit?
Well, if they're listening down at the shop now, Jono, that's you. Get in there.
People might confuse you for an elf if you're wearing a green suit, though.
Well, that's the problem. That's true. Yeah. There were some elves. Speaking of it, there were some elves on K Road last Thursday.
Mm.
Very good. The late night K Road.
Oh, it was a good time, wasn't it?
And great having you guys playing out there on the...
It was mint.
On the street.
It was very nice. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Love strumming on down K-Road. Anybody that came by and threw us a shaka, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, and we're open again, in fact, all of K-Road as well, open again late tonight, and then next Thursday.
Right on.
It's the big Cannabis Christmas one, well, for us. Christmas next Thursday.
What's that? Never heard of it.
I don't know. I'm making it up. But it's a thing. I've said it. There you go.
Oh, yes. No, it's not too late to plant. Plant your seeds right now. You'll be fine. Sorry, I just answering
that's
questions
right.
here.
That's right. You will. It all depends. You can. And in fact, one of the medical cannabis companies that are out there are Puro. They're growing down in the South Island in a windswept ocean site. And they're irrigating it, I think, because for that reason. But one of the things that was interesting about that was in the a few news reports on the weekend.
Mm.
And but they're growing a part of their crop, and it's something like 85,000 seedlings that they've grown in a greenhouse, and then putting them all out with some specialised cannabis planting equipment.
To what size in the greenhouse? To like a foot? Foot big?
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
it's strong enough to catch a bit
maybe.
Of wind?
Yeah, ideally, yeah. Established.
Yeah,
these potentially... You know, might have been a little bit big, but anyway, it looked that way to me. But what was I going to say? I've forgotten what it was.
They're growing. They're planting them outside in the windswept area.
The auto flower.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Genetics in there, and so that was then going to mature all by itself without, you know, it's something like 90 days after you plant.
Yeah,
and so
it goes through
its
cycle,
through
doesn't
quicker.
It?
Yeah, that would come through quicker, and you can use that to test out all your stuff in that, and kind of, and then the bigger crop coming later on. So good on them. Good on them doing it. You know, that's bloody good to see. And
now,
speaking of other doing it, some people have, don't fall off the stool, people have filed papers in the High Court.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting.
This is interesting. It's 350 people signed
some
sort of...
good on them. Good on them, actually.
Some sort of paperwork. And there's a process under the Referendum Framework Act that says 200 people petition the court and say... you know, review it, and then it can be done. It can theoretically be set aside and a new referendum ordered to be held within 6 months.
If I failed an exam at school by that much, I would 100% be sending for a recount. No questions.
Well, there you go.
Know what I'm saying? So, and look, at the end of the day, it's good that people are just prodding away. You know, we've just got to be little thorns in the side now. And, you know, everyone needs to do their little annoying part to get this dackly free. You know what I mean?
There is definitely a certain logic to that, and I would fully support
Chris,
that.
You know, do they have any pushing. Hope in hell?
Well, that's been a bit of the discussion. It is certainly under the precedent that was set in some case in 2009 that Andrew Geddes, who's a law professor in Otago, he's written a column on the spin-off and saying actually it seems a bit doomed to him. And he's saying, which is a bit of a shame because in his words... that it shouldn't have gone to a referendum in the first place. This was the thing where the main harmful effects of the existing law were borne by Māori, by Indigenous people, and it's not really the right thing to do to put their fate up to the kind of the wishes of the majority, or certainly at such a low margin. Mm-hmm. So and really the brave thing, as he says, that braver political leaders would simply have legislated then explained to the public why it was the right thing to do.
Of course.
So just doing it, and we could have done it last term and all moved on. But anyway, we are where we are.
Couldn't you just say that now?
So although sympathetic to a yes vote, he's saying, well, actually, in terms of what that law actually allows, it's really down to technical irregularities by the returning officer. Mm-hmm.
I think if the government was to do something now, John, it would have to be different to that bill. Like, it would have to just be, should people be arrested or whatever for growing cannabis or something like that? You just have to change it to, like, should it be legal or illegal, right?
Certainly Jacinda could just come forward and go, look, we're going to make the change, as you said, Chris, explain it.
She's not going to do that. She's got the middle now and she wants it.
Well, as we've said, though, there are things that, so they've already, so the Prime Minister and Andrew Little and others, Police Minister, the pill testing, they said they were going to do that before Christmas. They did. So that is just, that's awesome. That's fantastic that they can move so quickly and really make that happen. Yeah. And, that's really good. And then that will, that's like a temporary law. So it's a 12-month thing. And then it'll go through again next year. And then public submissions on that one. That'll be a permanent law.
There's so
this so is
many
like a temporary
ways.
One. I thought, why is that happening? Maybe, and where did it come from? Maybe this was the one that they just had ready to go from when they were trying to get it through with Winston.
Yeah.
And then knowing that, maybe it's a bit conservative or tight, we'll just do it temporarily and then we'll do something better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just making that up.
It's speculation. It's fantastic.
Yeah, go for it. Just put it out there. So there's that, and then there's that, as we said a few times, the so-called decrim of last year that really hasn't worked. The police are not exercising their discretion in just and fair ways, and so we need to take that discretion away, or make them do it. Don't give them a choice about their discretion. Like, take away the discretion about the discretion, and make them have
some discretion about discretion.
Yeah,
no discretion.
I've forgotten what discretion means. Don't really get
it. So, that's still to come. And we don't want, although there's been some calls as well that we need to completely get rid of the Misuse of Drugs Act and start again and maybe even have another review. I'd be very loath to say, yes, let's have another review. The reviews have all been done. The Law Commission did their one back in 2011, and not acted on. And that laid out the framework right there for how to do a new act. But we certainly don't want to put off doing those things they've already committed to, while we go, let's wait for some review and for the Misuse of Drugs Act thing to be written and for that to happen next term or the term after that or something. So there's lots of easy victories that we can easily get like that.
Mm. Mm. Right on.
Other thing, though, sorry, that was a bit dry. Other thing that was very interesting was there was a study come out of Australia looking at the effect on driving. And this, of course, is always very topical. People always want to know, and both for consumers and knowing when they can be safe, and also for doctors for talking to patients.
I've got
saying,
a theory.
Well, anyway, what they found, and this was giving and what they did was Australian study from University of Sydney, but they went and did it in Holland, so they could give people cannabis and put them out on the road.
Right.
And so CBD, no effect whatsoever. Hmm. And that's no surprise there. It's not psychoactive. So no detrimental effect at all on driving from use of CBD.
No,
so
thumbs up for CBD there.
That's very good. THC, after 4 hours, there was no noticeable effect.
Okay.
So that's a good guideline right there. And that's just nice and simple. Wait 4 hours.
Did they do a test where everybody was stoned on the road? Because I think that might be safer.
Anyway, so
sort of more harmonious approach.
We're putting something in the water supply, guys. Go about your business.
I feel like it's like, if the driver's stoned and everyone else isn't, well, yeah, you're going to have problems. But if everyone's stoned,
It's not going to be compulsory. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to put that out there. Meanwhile, in America, there's a guy serving the longest jail. He just got released today.
I saw that.
Heads up to him. What was his name? Richard DeLisi.
How many years
reckons he was given this sentence just because he's Italian from New York and they thought he was a gangster, so that kind of thing. Fuck. 90 years.
What?
90 years for being caught with some weed. And so he hasn't had to serve all of that, but he served a whole lot. He was
served
the longest
40 years.
In America.
Geez.
Shit.
Yeah. So out
basically,
today,
most of his family passed
Richard
away
DeLisi.
While he was in prison.
Welcome back, Richard DeLisi. Good on you, mate.
Now, some people have been selling cannabis out of a shipping container in Littleton. Is this
it's interesting, eh? Yeah, a guy claiming to be a green fairy, Littleton Port, and then turns out he had signs up and like a little shop going on. And the old reporters went along and got some off him, and then, ha, we're reporters! And put it all over stuff, I think it was. So,
Is he all good? Whereabouts is he?
They have not followed up. It didn't sound good to me. I mean, it sounded, you know, hey, what he's doing, but it sounded like there was some impending doom was probably...
totally rad, though.
...coming his way. That's right. But right in the port, you know, that's game.
Very,
what's going
very
on
much
right
so.
Now.
It's like, what, so the container,
and,
like, came off a boat from somewhere and then he opened it up and opened, started shop, or
well,
what?
Well, it could have been. Who knows? But
yo, bro!
Little, you know,
if that was the case... That man
that's
is
balling. I'm just picturing like it's almost like a Christmas tree operation, just like that, but with weed, right? He's just parked up there with his little fold away chair.
$20
signs just going trees for sale. That's it. You go get a little bit closer and you realize that there's nuggets.
Those trees smell a little bit different to pine.
Nuggets.
Looks like a proper little
what's going to happen to it?
Com, but a proper one.
What's going to happen to it? That's the real
we
interesting
don't know.
Part, right?
Follow up. We need to follow up.
Let's keep a close eye on this. I reckon.
Okay.
The story as it develops.
Okay. Very good. And one more thing to report, and back to the referendum. The Electoral Commission released some figures this week. 499,649 voters, potential voters, between the ages of 18 to 39, did not vote. Or did not enroll, or did enroll but didn't vote. So 500,000 under 40s.
Once again, people letting us down who could have participated in the democratic process, had their say, but just couldn't be fucked getting off the couch.
Well, yeah, for whatever reason, maybe it's the way it was pitched. You know, I mean, if people think perhaps also that it's going to be very businessy or something, then they think at that age, they think that maybe they're not going to be involved. That's something that older people benefit from. I don't know. But
someone's got an interesting take here.
But the thing is that it's young people that bear the brunt of being arrested. And
we also
live
on
older people
as well.
Don't.
We're living for a little bit longer than the older people.
There you go.
Point of view from someone here, weed referendum open to legalization to no voters. And we give them little coupons that are non-refundable, and once they use up their coupon, their no vote is turned into a yes vote. What? They have 12 months to use the coupon. Once 12 months is over and there is a recount, I guarantee the weed would then be legalized 80% to 20%. I don't know if that made any sense to me at all.
Is it coupons for weed?
Coupons? Yep. You know what? Totally, bro. Hard out.
Final story of the week was pharmacies accused of overcharging patients for medicinal cannabis. And this is a very common complaint. This was on Stuff, and they did a bit of a ring around, I guess. And MCANS, in fact, Medical Cannabis Awareness New Zealand, they have published a map on their website, a little map of smiley face and frowny face emojis hovering over New Zealand. And you can see what people are giving feedback on various pharmacies and their pricing. And it's a bit all over the place, and so it is. People are encouraged to do a bit of a ring around and find the best one. And a lot of pharmacies, of course, have websites, so they can deliver your medical cannabis through their website. And some charge just compassionate markups of $10 or $20 fixed price, and just, you know, they're not putting much on. And some, it seems, is what their response to this article is, and fair enough to them, this is a new thing, and they've just kind of just been caught out by their computer software putting a percentage markup on. So something when it starts quite expensive, like these medical cannabis products, then if they put on a usual retail markup.
Put on their usual 20%.
Or double or whatever it is, right? So, so sometimes they just need to be pointed out. Hey, actually, that shouldn't be $500. You know,
they're taking the piss. Hey, I'm just curious as to how they're allowed to do that.
They just don't know. But the other thing is
if it's a government
colluding
situation.
They've also pointed out, and this is the Commerce Commission, was in the report as well, that the pharmacies can't get together and set their prices. You can't collude. So you've got to expect that there will be variation in price. But of course, because you can't advertise, no one knows what everyone else is charging unless you do the ring around. So that's why.
Sounds great. Sounds like we've got this totally sussed.
Well, it's another reason, we've got to relook at it. If that's the outcome that you get, is this weird pricing and people have to spend half their time calling.
From what I understand, it's already it a rip-off. So if it's an extra rip-off on top of a rip-off, you're getting well ripped off at this point.
Well, we're getting there. It's all new. It's baby steps, I guess. But patients can't wait, obviously. They've got urgent needs. So, but that's what I would advise, certainly, is do ring around and. Use some of these online pharmacies if your local one isn't giving you a good price.
Can you get subsidized by ACC or anything like that?
You can on a case-by-case basis. So you probably, in order to get through the ACC kind of threshold of them wanting to fund it, you'd probably be wanting a specialist to be backing you up, to have quite a strong case and to have shown that you've used other things and... Mm. You know what I mean? So, but certainly people have been funded by ACC. And other people have been knocked back or had funding, go for a little while and stop and things. So like all ACC treatment, it's,
case by case.
Yeah.
Right on, Chris Fowley. Thanks so much. Big ups to the Hemp Store.
Thank you.
We'll be sure to pop up to the Hemp Store tonight and next Thursday, open late.
All right.
Nice. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.